Okay.
If he had 12 men, it probably should have been blown dead, though.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. So the two-point attempt is no good. A WRJN Racine, WSCM Baldwin. So with 6:33 to go in our third quarter, it's St. Catharines 26, Baldwin Woodfield 8.
One of the times we'll get it out there.
We'll get it out.
It's a little bit of a tongue twister there. The Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks.
Yes.
What an impressive performance here tonight by Lamont Duty Hamilton.
Yep.
Three touchdowns through the air. One on the kick return. Just an incredible athlete, Dick. I'm glad he's out for basketball. I know there were, for football. I know there was questions with, he's a big basketball star. Yep. Is he going to play? And I'm glad he's out here because it's definitely helping.
Well, some people have said he enjoys this better than basketball.
I mean, if I score 4 touchdowns in the state championship game, I probably would like football a little more, too.
Yep. All right, Contreras Ward to kick off. Let's see if he tries to stay away from Veenendaal. What do we have here now? Did it?
Somebody called for a fair catch.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Baldwin will go on offense, 1st and 10. At their 24-yard line. Make it the 23-yard line. Gavin Sell in the gun. Hands it off. That was Holdorf, the ball carrier. Clock continues to run. It rolls down to 6 minutes ago. Holdorf again trying to get to the outside. Gets it up to about the 35-yard line. Should move the chains, and it does. 1st and 10 for Baldwin. Sell has that man going more motion and gives it to him, fakes it to him, and he kept it. So it's going to come back.
Procedure for legal formation there, Dick. Those are killers. Baldwin Woodville wants to try and get the ball moving, and they've been able to move it pretty well. It's just penalties that are continuing to kill them here tonight.
All right, Sell will bring them out. They're not huddling up much anymore. Angel showing blitz. Sell in the gun. Hands it off to Holdorf, and he gets another first down. Up to midfield, actually 49-yard line of St. Catharines. They got to go quick. Hands it off again to the man coming around. That's Veenendorf. Veenendaal. He comes out, limping a little bit. Sell in the gun, wide outs to the right and the left. Gives it to Holdorf. So to bring down brings up third down, third and three. Two down territory here. Sell on the keeper.
Looks like they're going to mark him just short,
Dave. Yeah, I think they are. So it'll bring up fourth down. And they did. They marked him short. Clock continues to run with 3:45 to go in our third quarter. Look for Sell to keep it. Nope, they gave it up, and Holdorf got it.
Impressive stuff on that fourth down play call there, Dick.
They could go and score quickly here. You really got a ball game.
Yep. You wanted points earlier. Well, you're getting them all here in the second half.
So first and 10 for the Blackhawks. Holdorf again. And he takes it down to the 33-yard line of St. Catharines. 2:50 in counting in the third quarter. Sell in the gun. Has a man go in motion. Fakes it. Wants to throw. They flush him out of there. Now he's going to run it, and he goes out of bounds at about the 28-yard line of St. Catharines. That'll stop the clock at 2:35 in our third quarter. ...26-8 is our score. Angels with the lead. Sell in the gun. Sell on the keeper. Should have it again, and he does. So they start it up again, 2:20, first and 10 at the 27. Sell again. And he's picking up 4 or 5 yards at a crack.
Yep, impressive stuff. I really enjoyed watching him carry the ball tonight, despite the score being a little lopsided so far. Obviously, we still have plenty of it in, but he's a great runner.
Sell rolling out now, wants to throw, does throw. He's got his man. Touchdown. Or are they going to rule him out?
Brody Everts there, Dick.
And they marked him just short of a TD. Well, they did give it to him.
This officiating crew signals.
Terrible. There was no touchdown. And the two-point conversion is good.
10-point game, Dick.
If I Gavin Sell, and all of a sudden, it's St. Catharines 26. A Baldwin 16.
Well, What an awesome game so far here tonight. Just answer, touchdown. Answer, touchdown. Just been a lot of fun. We've really had the luxury of getting a nice game here tonight.
And we still have 1:46 to go in our third quarter. ...26-16. St. Catharines with the lead. Well, you know, a team that was averaging over 40 a game in these four playoff games, they were going to score some points. I don't think you were going to pitch a shutout. I didn't think so.
No. I mean, the St. Cats defense, it is very, very tough. We've talked about, you know, they've only given up a few touchdowns on the year, and they're a very well touted by many defense.
All right, 1:46 to go. And Chapin to kick off for the Blackhawks. Hamilton's deep. Steinmetz a squibber. Fielded by one of the up men for St. Katz. Gets it to the 40. That was Ozier, I believe. So Ozier puts the Angels in good field position immediately. And they'll start at the 45, their 45, with 1:40 to go in our third quarter. So Vincent brings him out. He's that quarterback. He's in the pistol. Multiple wide receivers to the right and left. Hands it off to Holder. Not much there. In fact, a loss. The clock will keep running, but again, they don't have a 20-point lead now.
Nope, back down to 10 points. And the Blackhawks just trying to get anything they can stops of this St. Catharines offense to try and get more points back.
All right, Vincent in the pistol. Wants to throw, and he throws it out of bounds.
Wrong route. There was
miscommunication there.
Ozier ran to the sideline, and Vincent had him like he was running a vertical route. It was probably 30 yards past him downfield. So definitely some miscommunication there.
So it brings up third and 12 with 50 seconds to go in our third quarter. 26-16, Angels lead over Baldwin. Vincent in the gun. He's got three wideouts to the right. Now he's flushed out of there. Throws it. Incomplete. Fourth down.
Almost picked. Vincent threw it as he was falling down towards one of his receivers, and the Blackhawk defender just made a diving attempt towards the ball, just coming up about a yard short of it. Huge momentum swing.
Oh, yeah. So Cantu in the punt for the Angels, and Gavin Sell is back to return it. And now we got a flag. Delay a game, maybe? Oh, Well, they sure woke up the fans from Baldwin.
Yep. Procedure penalty for a false start there, Dick.
Yeah. There's the kick. Sal will let it go out of bounds, and they'll start with some good field position.
Yeah, it looked like it went out at the 38.
Yep. 37 seconds to go in our third quarter. See what Gavin Sell has up his sleeve here.
Dick, perks of TV, it's 9:15, and we still have a whole quarter to go.
I wasn't going to say anything to you. Think we'll be in here at 10 o'clock. Sell on the keeper after the fake. And, boy, he just chunks up yardage. 6, 5, 7 yards. Clock runs down to 20 seconds to go in our third quarter. Now Sell on the rollout. Wants to throw. Does throw.
Oh.
Almost picked. Cantu almost had an interception there. Stops the clock with 7 seconds to go in our third quarter.
What a play to try and keep it alive there by the Blackhawks.
This will be the last play, should be, of the third quarter. Sell in the gun. He's got three wideouts to the left. Sell keeps it. And he's got it. So they'll move the chains and then start chop the clock, and then that'll end the third quarter. And that's the end of our third quarter of play with our score. St. Catharines 26, Baldwin Whitfield 16. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state championship football on DG Sports.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen.
Where you go. Yep, they are. They want them red, though, and I agree, WI. Especially for officials, because that seems to not be going away.
Yeah.
You know, lack of officials.
Well, I think one of the biggest contributors for that would be COVID. When the COVID, a lot of people retired that were going to try and stick it out another 4 or 5 years, but with COVID, they're like, eh, maybe it is a good time to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
They finally had a fall off, and a lot of guys enjoyed it. So.
Yeah. All right, we're waiting for both teams to head back out onto the field to start our fourth quarter. 10-point ball game. Angels still with the lead. Need to force a turnover here. Sell brings him out in the gun. Sell on the keeper again, trying to get to the outside. Flag on the play.
More penalties, Dick, against this Blackhawk team.
Yeah. What do we got? Is it a hold?
That's what I would say. On the back side of the play.
There again, he must have said, I gave him a few times where he could hear me.
No, he was just giving a preliminary signal.
Oh, okay. First and 20 for Baldwin. Trying to come to the outside and getting a lot of yardage. Vienendahl moves those chains. He got way more than 20 yards.
Not sure what's going on here, Dick, but the referees are stopping the play.
And I'm looking to you for direction, and you don't. Well, it was just a matter of time for that to come.
It must have been on one of the assistant coaches.
Yeah.
Good thing the referee stepped in front of Coach Miller there.
Yeah.
If you seen what was coming, it was a good block by the referee.
Yep, because here comes probably another score. And those Blackhawks listeners are excited now. As it's first and 10 at the Angel 19-yard line. Blackhawks knocking on the door once again. Sell in the gun. Gave it to the Vienendahl coming around, the end around. Not much there that time, Dylan.
No, tough sledding. Great play by that Angel defensive end.
So second and 10. They got to dig in here now. Sell throws it in the flat. Nothing there. Back to the line of scrimmage. Third down. Vienendahl. Dawson. Dawson that time. Brings up third down. Sell on the rollout. Still has it. Throws. Got his man for a first down.
As Jimmy Kropelnicki on the reception there, that tight end target for him.
First and goal. First and goal for the Blackhawks. Sell on the keeper. Spinning. Getting down to about the two. Gavin Sell. This time, hands it off. Ohlendorf.
Just short, Dick. Just short.
Third down. They can punch this in. Sell gives it off. And it's a touchdown.
Holdorf with a nice carry there. He only needed about half a yard.
And he got it, and then some. Holdorf with the score to make it 26-22. Two-point conversion coming up at the 10:01 mark. Gavin Sell's going to keep it. They're going to say no, I believe.
They didn't signal it, but he didn't get it, Dick.
I did see the one, he went like that. I was watching the monitor a little bit. So, at the 10:01 mark of our fourth quarter, it's now St. Catharines 26, Baldwin Woodfield 22. So we got another media timeout, so we'll step away. You're listening to high school state championship football on DG Sports.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
You're listening to Dick Graceffa, streaming live coverage of high school football, WIAA State Championship, right here on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com. You can follow us at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app to easily access the stream or to chat with us during these broadcasts. That's DG Sports, covering all Racine City and County teams.
All right, let's see if St. Catharines has an answer, Dylan. Does Duty have it in him for a fifth one?
I think the biggest thing right here on this drive is St. Catharines, besides that kick return touchdown, all the momentum is in the hands of this Baldwin Woodville team.
Yeah.
So they definitely need to get a long drive going, try and slow down this momentum that these Blackhawks have and put points on the board. And for Baldwin Woodville, keep the momentum going. Force the three and out on defense and just continue to do your thing.
All right, so Chapin to kick off. It's a squibber. Fielded by St. Cats. Comes up to about the 40-yard line. They try to push him back. That was Ozier that returned it. All right, let's see what Coach Miller dialed up there with his offense. So they start at their 40-yard line, first and 10, 9:55 to go. Wildcat with Lamont Hamilton. Hamilton comes up the middle. Gets about four. They try to push him back. And the Angels are letting that clock go, though.
Yep, no sense of urgency. Just doing what they're doing and trying to do what they've done all night.
All right, Vincent back in at quarterback. Hands it off to Lamont. And they're there. That didn't.
Lost yards of that,
yep,
on that play.
Hamilton
there.
Lost. Brings up third down. 8:50 and counting. Brings up a third and seven now as he lost 2 yards on that. Brings him out, Vincent does. He's got wideouts both on the right and the left. Vincent back to pass, throws, incomplete.
Wow.
There comes the flag. Ozier, the slant into Ozier, and he was tackled way before.
Yeah, that was one of the easiest pass interferences they'll call here tonight.
It took a long time to happen.
The back judge didn't throw a flag, and that's his responsibility to throw that one. So, good crew-saving call by the linesman. The Baldwin Woodville fans don't like that one,
yeah.
But there was early contact all day long on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he started to hook him from behind.
Yeah. All right, Vincent brings him out in the pistol. He's got a wide out to the right, two to the left. He's back to pass again. Here comes the blitz, and they get him.
Huge sack.
Yep. Clock continues to run. We're under 8 now to play in regulation. 26-22. St. Catharines with the lead.
Dick, this game's starting to remind me a lot of when I watched St. Catharines play against Lake Mills. Just the second half. Kind of deflated,
yeah,
the entire time. We'll see if they're able to continue to push through and come out victorious, or if Baldwin Woodville is able to continue their momentum and they can come out as champions here tonight.
There's a pass that's complete. Lamont Hamilton was the, I guess you'd call him the quarterback there. He threw it to get a big first down.
Yeah, Cantu on the reception there. Nice play calling by Coach Dan Miller's offensive coordinator.
They still got Lamont in there in the Wildcat. He's going to pick up 2 or 3 yards there. Now we got a flag. Flag come in late.
Offensive face mask.
Wow, you don't see it very often.
That's for sure.
All right, let's see if we can see it here. I couldn't see anything. All right, first and 25 now for the Angels back at the 38-yard line of Baldwin. Lamont Hamilton with the ball. And they down him for another loss. So make it second and 25 now. Clock continues to run, under 6:30 to play now.
St. Catharines Angels offense is continually going in the wrong direction here.
Yes, it is. All right, Vincent back in at quarterback now. He's got two wide outs to the right and one to the left. He's back to pass, has time. Now gets flushed out of there, wants to run, and they sack him again, throw him out of bounds.
And Vincent shooken up once again on that play.
Yeah, so to bring up third down. And the Angels huddle up.
Yep, we're going to have an official's timeout for that injury. Despite him being down on the sideline, he's close enough to the playing field where the game does have to be stopped.
Oh, good explanation.
Just one of those safety issues where if the play goes over there, all of a sudden, now you're going to hit a player that's injured on the sideline. So.
And both teams going to their respective benches now. And now the Angels come back out, though, so Baldwin has to get back out there. You can hear the Blackhawk fans below us. And now we got a flag.
Probably for 12 men again.
Jeez.
And both times that Vincent has gone down for injury,
yeah,
they've 12 men on the field. So, interesting thing.
When you get that penalty, that one, to me, that's all about coaching. And let me tell you, at a much higher level, I've said it many times, when a team's playing and that happens.
Third and 34, Dick.
So Telemontis back in, throws.
Incomplete. Almost
a good catch.
Almost a Sports Center style
by Lamont Hamilton. So it brings up fourth down. They'll have to punt it away. That'll be Cantu again.
And the players on the St. Catharines sidelines, all joy earlier, starting to hang their heads now.
Yep.
Now is not the time to do that.
Yeah. 5:49 to go. You got Sell back to receive this. High snap. Cantu will get it away. Sell's... Well, he called a fair catch. Okay, I didn't see the hand go up, but. So, 5:43 to go in regulation. 26-22. St. Catharines with the lead.
Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin is Milwaukee's premier podiatry clinic with an elite staff of surgical podiatrists with the skills and experience necessary to diagnose and relieve any foot or ankle pain you're experiencing. Take a step towards pain-free feet and ankles by calling 414-281-1500. Visit their website, advancedfootanklewi.com, to learn more or schedule an appointment at one of four locations, Milwaukee, Greenfield, Burlington, and Brookfield. That's Advanced Foot and Ankle, your best choice for foot and ankle care in southeast Wisconsin. Being a teenager is tough. There's a consistent pressure to be liked. endless worrying about college, cyberbullying, high expectations, and all the negativity. What do Wisconsin teens do when they need to block out the noise and clear their heads? They play. Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all. High school sports are fun. Not just fun, they're a lot of fun. Encourage teenagers to participate in high school sports. They'll stress less, smile more, and they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future. A message from DG Sports and the WIAA, keeping education in sports.
All right, thank you, Dylan. Zach Bellman from the Journal Sentinel says, for those keeping track at home, Lamont Hamilton has set a Division IV state tournament record for most TD receptions in a Division IV final, three most reception yards in a Division IV final, 155, and longest Division IV kickoff return, 83 yards. All right, we'll see what the defense of the Angels can do now, though. Gavin Sell brings him out. He's in the gun, wide outs to Bolt, right and left. Hands it off. Yeah. Oldorf on the carry. Clock will continue to run under 5:30. Second and four, nice gain there. Sell now in the gun again. Thought he was going to keep it. He was going to keep it, and then he gave it off. Almost stripped by the Angels. Brings up third and one now. For the Blackhawks. Sell hands it off. He's got it. They know they just need a touchdown to win here.
Yeah, they're going to continue to try to eat off as much clock here and score near the end of the final minutes of the quarter.
Clock continues to run. 4:30 and counting. Sell. Hands it off again, then cuts back inside as Holdorf, I think, again. They're picking up 4 or 5 at a crack. Angels cannot stop them. Now Sell rolls out. It was complete. You can say that, Lane.
Kropelnicki again. Jimmy Kropelnicki, the big
Kropelnicki, yes. Kropelnicki on the catch. He bobbled it first, though, but if they're watching on TV, they saw that.
Yeah, and Cantu with a big hit.
Okay, first and 10 at the 42-yard line of Baldwin. Sell on the keeper for a little yardage. 3:25. And what do we got? We got a timeout, I think, coming up by Baldwin. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state championship football on DG Sports.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
All right, Dylan, thank you. So what's Coach Miller, what's he telling him over there?
do you want to win or do you not?
Yeah.
It comes down to your play. I mean, it's literally that simple. They've done a lot of just nothing that they've done in the first half. First half was pretty much dominance by St. Catharines, and the script basically flipped here in the second half, and it's been all Baldwin Woodville.
Yeah, no turnovers. All right, we're back to action here. Sell back to pass. Now rolls out. Has it. It's going to throw. Throws it out of bounds.
Smart decision.
Yeah. They'll bring up third down, third and eight. Angels get a stop here. They could be in better shape here. Third and eight. Sell keeps it. He's got it. See, I think the Angels should, it's called spy, have a person spying on Sell.
Yep, I agree with you. It looks like the rain has pretty much come to very minimal, too. So,
yeah,
fumbling is going to become a minimal issue here as we've near the end of that.
We're under three to play now in regulation. Handoff. Holdorf again with nice yardage. 2 yards shy of a first down. Clock continues to run, 2:30. Angels need a big play. Sell in the gun, high snap. Gives it off. Angels trying to stop, and they pursued that pretty well. Holdorf didn't get much there.
It looks like he gained about a yard, if that. It was almost a stop in the backfield, but he was able to get around the edge.
He was.
And at least gain a yard.
Well, they gave him a yard because it's third and one now. We're under two to play. Sell. It's going to run again. He got the first down. But that's all.
He got out to the 35 there. Able to get through traffic.
Yep. First and 10 for Baldwin.
They got to get a little sense of urgency here, though, Dick. They're starting to run out of time unless mm-hmm. they can continue to break big runs.
All right, Sell will bring him out. 1:35 to go in regulation. Sell keeps it. Not a first down, though, so the clock will continue to run.
He's impressive.
He is.
Fun.
Angels look tired, too. Sell keeps it again. Same play every time.
Yeah, it's a little bit of like a read option kind of. So whatever the St. Cats look is that they get, they either hand it off or carry it.
Now we got a timeout. Timeout called by Baldwin, I believe.
Our TV timeout guy disappeared, so looks like we won't be getting any long timeouts the rest of the way. So, Dick, final minute, 7 here. St. Cats with the lead, 26-22. What are you saying if you're Coach Miller?
I told you what I would have said. Okay, we're going to put a spy on Sell, meaning that player goes wherever he goes, whether he's got the ball running or not.
I'm kind of surprised they haven't done that so far. I mean, it's pretty much what's been, dominating this game has just been Sell's ability to get up and down the field.
And a person like Lamont Hamilton would be very good at that.
Absolutely.
All right, we got 1:10 to go in regulation. Sell hands it off. They try to string it out. They do.
Ooh. Big hit near the sideline.
And that was Vienendahl. Vienendahl on the carry.
Talamanta is with a nice hit on the near sideline.
Yep, just as long as he was still in bounds when he hit him. So down to 102, the clock stopped because he went out of bounds. Sell now in the gun again. Rolls out. He's still got it. They're trying to get him. And Lamont Hamilton got him that time. Clock continues to run. Third and six. Keeps it again. Not this time. Flag, though. No. Okay, that's the shoes. His shoes, it looked like a flag.
It definitely did for a split second there.
So 36 seconds to go, fourth and six. Timeout called. I don't even know the timeout situation.
This is their final timeout. St. Cats, it looks like they have three left. You could see it on the scoreboard, little white dashes.
There they are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fourth and seven. If you're St. Catharines, you got to think. You got to think Gavin Sell's going to have something to do with this last play. Will it be a pass? I don't think so, but I would think they'll roll him out.
Yeah. I mean, if you're the coaches of St. Cats, you're saying, guys, your season is on the line with this
right
play.
Right here, this play.
Do you want to be known as state champions, or do you want to be known as second place? It all comes down to this one play. You do, or you die right here on this play. All comes down to this.
And St. Catharines, don't be surprised if maybe they take a timeout now after they see how they set up here, because they've got – they got wide outs to the right and to the left. One to the right and two to the left. And I was correct. He took a timeout.
Yep, totally don't blame him. And if I'm Baldwin Woodville right now, I'm going to come out in a totally different look.
Yeah, sure.
They are expecting one thing. Hey, guess what? We're going to come out and line up in this.
Yeah, I think they got a little complacent there in that second half, the Angels.
Yes, I would agree with you.
You know, when you got your foot on the pedal, you keep it there. That's what the good teams do.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. All right, as Dylan said, it could come down to this. It depends. I mean, they can get a first down, but they don't have any timeouts. Let's see what they drew up here for Sell. Sell now rolling out. Here they come. He throws it. Intercepted. Intercepted by Isaac Cantu. And the Angels, I believe, are going to win the state title here. What a defensive call by the Angels.
They sent the house there, Dick. All the penetration through, forced him to get out of the pocket. Chucked up a last little prayer and beautiful catch by Isaac Cantu to get a turnover and send St. Catharines home with that state title.
Well, they still got a snap at one time, but no timeouts. It was 30 years since Baldwin had gotten here. And there's nothing to be ashamed of taking home a silver football. So Gavin Sell trying to make something happen. As Dylan said, they brought the house. And he threw it up. And that ball was up for grabs. I mean, good thing Cantu got it.
Yeah, the offensive players were right there.
Yep.
They literally were fighting hand in hand for that ball.
And they take a knee. They should be able to run it out now.
Yep.
And Dan Miller's going to get his second state title. And that's the ball game. The final score, St. Catharines 26, Baldwin Woodfield 22. St. Cats wins its second state title in football in 6 years. Well, that's going to conclude our broadcast from Camp Randall Stadium. My thanks to Todd Clark from the WIA for accommodating us and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be the kickoff of our basketball season on November 26th when the Johnson Athletic Center, the Prairie School Hawks, will host the Heritage Christian Patriots in our basketball season opener. Pre-game will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Rosseffa saying you've been listening to high school state championship football streaming live on DG Sports. Join us next Tuesday as dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports, covering all Racine city and county schools. Once again, our final score, it was St. Catharines 26, Baldwin Woodfield 22. Baldwin Woodfield ends their season 12-2. St. Catharines ends their season 14-0. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Good night.
That, it's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
U.S. health officials say the Boar's Head Listeria outbreak is over, with 10 dead and dozens sickened by tainted deli meat. There's a new option for those who travel heavy.
That's a lot of luggage for a little vacation.
It's called Uber XXL. For rides to and from 60 airports throughout the world, including 40 in the U.S. and Canada.
I'll get the luggage!
Riders get access to larger trunk space and 6 seats.
Extra large trunk space.
Business Insider says the new service is different from Uber XL, which provides a van or SUV with 6 seats, but doesn't promise a large amount of space for your luggage.
There's not enough space.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Scientists say a historically bad year for beach dolphins on Cape Cod might have to do with warming waters changing the availability of the animals' food. The International Fund for Animal Welfare says it has responded to 342 live stranded dolphins this year, 5 times more than its annual average of 67. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Any light rain will come to an end this evening. Cloudy tonight.